you not supposed to take candy from strangers?
On his bulbous nose. Rubber boots and silly velvet clothes.
Sicko.
Santa Claus.
Fat Claus?
Santa Claus.
Aqua Claus.
Roast duck.
What he said there.
Spitting out something. How rude. I'm not sitting on that Santa's lap. Sick old man.
This is the funny part. This is a very funny song.
In the first week of December, they'll come to crush his knees. When the kids are tugging upon his bed, he screams in agony.
Hey! The schnapps is thick on his dog breath, his belly's big and round, and he'll dress up like a rabbit in the spring. Oh, 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 oh.
It's too funny. Wait.
Is this Glad? That's a Glad harmony. Everybody remember Glad?
No.
Sitting in a Walmart.
Well. That's funny. If you're a fan of Jethro Tull, I'm sorry. Aqua Claws is the name of that, and that is too funny. Too funny. Too funny indeed. Well, as you can tell, I've rigged up some way to play some music and stuff, so at least we got that going for us this time.
That's good, yeah.
Except now I can't find...
You just played it.
I couldn't find the intro. I found it.
Okay.
We're just gonna get around here and figure it all out. So we're fixing to have some fun now. Some good old fun now. Ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
I hit play.
Gotta turn up the volume.
I hit play.
Is it turned up?
Yeah.
Listen, everybody, to the Two Blind Squirrels, Brad and Faith, are podcasting around the world. Just sit back now, give it a whirl. Welcome, everybody, to the Two Blind Squirrels.
Oh, wait.
That was earring jingle. Oh, yeah. So in today's show, we're going to talk about spiritual SpongeBob, and Faith's got something to share about something.
Faith, the Nutcracker.
The Nutcracker. All right, and here we are.
Hi.
We're here.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas to you.
What was that?
Merry Christmas.
You feel it out here?
John Wilkerson is officially in Texas. Everybody, South Streets.
Beware.
Beware. The Marmot has landed.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
We actually get to meet him in real life.
Theoretically.
He's real.
It remains to be seen.
Huh. Next week we get to meet him, right?
Yeah.
Where are we going to take him?
We don't know. We don't know if he's coming here or if we're going there. We don't know yet.
Huh. Okay.
So
that's
We shall see.
Interesting.
So, Nutcracker. We turned on the television last night.
Oh, no. I need to set this up.
Go ahead. Set this up.
Okay. So,
you set this up.
Yes,
do I need to issue the Wilkerson alert?
Might.
Wilkerson alert, everybody.
Adult-themed
subjects will be discussed.
It's not bad. It's very vague. What'd you say?
Vague?
Did you say vague? Vague.
What does vague mean?
Vague. Vague. Isn't that right?
Vague.
Vague.
Not vague. What's a vague? Is that someone who walks funny?
But that's how you say it.
Oh, okay. All right.
What did you say last night? It was obscure. That's what you said. It was obscure.
It was an obscure reference.
Not to me.
Well, not to you, but that's what I'm... That's
all right,
the
so
point.
We're sitting... Okay, so last night, we're sitting on the couch, and I'm looking for something Christmassy to watch, and I flipped on PBS, and it was the Nutcracker. I'm like, oh, it's the Nutcracker!
The
I love
Nutcracker's
the Nutcracker.
On PBS.
I love the Nutcracker ballet.
The
I love
real
it.
Ballet. It was like ballet people doing it. There
yeah, it was
yeah.
the ballet. I love
it wasn't
it.
Like
I
the Barbie
it.
Version.
And Helen was all excited because, you know, she likes to watch it every year.
Sure. Well, who doesn't?
So then we're watching. I'm like, this isn't the Nutcracker. Brad and I are like, what part of this? What? Where? What's going on? I don't remember this. What is he doing? And he's acting the story out. What's happening? So then I do info, and it's the San Francisco Ballet's interpretation of the Nutcracker. So just take that for what it is. Okay. Anyway, yeah. So it wasn't really the Nutcracker. It was no. It was good. I mean,
it was all right.
It wasn't the Nutcracker though. So no. I did TiVo the Nutcracker for Sunday night.
Okay.
The old one. So anyway, we were sitting there watching it. Helen and I are all cuddled up.
It had like Russian dancers in it, and it was.
Well, there
all
was a Chinese dragon and yeah, all kinds so of weird stuff
Chinese
going on. I'm like, what?
In the
what are you doing? Russian eggs and
not what I saw.
And some man dressed up like a woman with a giant dress and kids running out from underneath it.
Oh, that whole circus thing was freaky.
That I don't know. That wasn't right.
So this man comes out. He's dressed up like a woman with a giant big top dress on.
Dress is a big top. Yeah,
it was like a big top, but it was a dress. And little kids come out from under it.
It just wasn't right.
And then a little dance, and then a bear came out from under it. And rolled around on stage, and then they all went back in there.
I don't know.
There was a party in her pants.
His pants.
Whatever.
Okay, obscure. Okay. So the guy, whoever it wasn't.
You know,
the
when
soldier.
You say obscure, it sounds like a verb.
It is, kinda.
Don't obscure me.
It wasn't. It's I guess he was supposed to be the Nutcracker. Is that who this ballet dancer
oh, yeah,
was?
Yeah. He was the Nutcracker.
I guess he was. I mean that's
because
not...
he had you know
he had the pants.
He had the stuff that needed to be cracked, I guess.
So, anyway, we're sitting there. Yes. All three of us. It's not the Christmas lights are all lit in the house. And
the
it's
man
so nice
had
and we're
gigantic
just, no, just
legs.
Stop it. And he goes, look at those thigh muscles.
What I said was, I want some of those pants.
No.
That's what I said.
Stop it. You
that's
ruined
what I
it.
Said. No.
No.
I'm sorry. That was the first thing I said.
You said, look at those thigh muscles. I guess... You'd have to have muscles like that to dance like that. And I'm like, okay. Yeah, you're not kidding. And then I go, I take a drink. And he says, I want me some of those, just like that. I want me some of those pants.
Go ahead.
And I almost spit the wall. I almost spit my Coke. I was sprayed all over. If I wasn't all congested and there wasn't like blockage so that nothing could get up in my nose, it would have come out my nose. I laughed so hard. Just those pants and the thought of Brad wearing those pants pushed me over the edge.
They were extremely tight.
And they were gold.
And the man had a potato.
And no, and Brad said, but I'd need to go get a potato.
I think he had a potato. I'll buy the legs. He had to have legs to do what he was doing.
Oh,
and I'll even buy the tukas, okay?
Yeah, well,
but that rest of that wasn't real.
That was fabricated.
That couldn't have been real.
How odd do you know? You don't know.
I don't know.
You don't know. The other guy had a bunch of little people running out from under his dress.
Oh, that's true.
What kind of a ballet is this?
I think one of them went up the Nutcracker's pants.
This wasn't San Francisco. I'm
telling you, man, that was outrageous. That was vile.
Oh,
and then
my God.
Then Helen says, "What's the big?" What she? I don't remember her friend. I blocked it out. But she made some reference to why is his pants doing that, Bobby?
She says, "Why is his pants doing that?" I said, "In the back." She goes, "No, in the front."
I said, "That's just the way he's made." And
she said,
"That's not the way your mom.
Up.
You're not you're in my." And she said, "You're not built that way, Bobby."
And I said, "That's how boys." And Brad said, "That's the way boys look." And then he said, well, at least...
Let's go to bed.
They kind of look like that.
We're going to bed now. Turn the television off. Everything's done. We're over.
Get the porno Nutcracker.
Yep, turn the porno Nutcracker off. And I took my daughter and I put her in and I kissed her gently on the forehead and prayed she would forget everything.
funny.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
So the other night, we're watching SpongeBob. It's a great show. Great show. I'm telling y'all, if you're not watching SpongeBob, you're missing out on one of the great icons of our culture. Okay. So, I'm watching SpongeBob the other day, and Sandy is a squirrel. She's from Texas. So me and her, she's like our cousin. And she's a squirrel from Texas who lives at the bottom of Bikini Bottom under the water. And she has to
in a tree dome.
And where there's air and everything like that. Well, anyway, she's very strong. And she also has a little suit that she can wear out. And she's, the whole town gets attacked by a Alaskan bullworm. And everybody's feared and everybody's scared. And they're all meeting at the Krusty Krab to decide what to do about it. And then there's like this scene from Jaws where she scrapes her nails across the board and says, I'll take care of him for a price, you know. And she's just being funny. She says, no, I'll do it for free. And so she goes out to take care of the bull. Alaskan bullworm.
Right.
And SpongeBob
is
begging her not to go. Please don't go, Sandy. You don't understand. He's really big. And Sandy's like, I can take it. I'm from Texas. No, you don't understand. He's really mean. He will kill you. And she's like, leave me alone, SpongeBob. Who saves you on a regular basis? You do. Who is the strongest critter in
Bikini Bottom.
You are. Okay, then. Leave me alone. No, you don't understand. And he all the way out to this place where the bullworm is.
And then she walked through him and he was swinging doors. That was funny.
Yeah, he says, you'll have to go through me to get there. And so she walks right through him like he was.
And it goes, bing, 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 bing.
Like saloon doors. And anyway, she keeps walking and he's begging her not to go. She gets to this cave where the bullworm is. Besides, it had her tail. It had bitten her tail off. And she didn't see it.
She
snuck up behind her and bit her tail off. And so anyway, she goes into the cave. And she starts wrestling this thing. You don't see anything.
Right.
And then you see her come out and she's riding it. Yee, doggies. Yeah.
Look, I got it.
And she goes back in and she's giving it what for. And meanwhile, SpongeBob's hiding behind a rock. Finally, she comes out.
And he's
out.
Going, Sandy!
And anyway, so she finally comes out with the bullworm under one arm tied in a knot. And with her tail. And she drops it. She walks over and says, see, SpongeBob, I told you I could handle these critters. And look, I got my tail back. And her tail was taped back on.
Uh-huh.
And he says, yeah, but Sandy, that's not the bullworm. That's the bullworm. And he points up at the cave. And she turns around and realizes she had been wrestling his tongue. That she was in his mouth wrestling his tongue. And she says, this is the classic bit right here. She says, oh, I thought that, but the whole thing is the,
run!
So she takes off running.
Her and SpongeBob run, and this thing is huge, and it's chasing them.
Right, and then
and they're putting all the obstacles in its way. Yeah. Anyway,
and eventually they it runs off a cliff and everything.
And it's gone, yeah.
But anyway.
But the moral of the story.
The moral of the story is, whenever you're fighting evil, whenever you get full of pride and think you can take on anything, and you go and you take on like some sin in your life.
Yeah.
Something that's given you a hard time, something that's bit your tail off, and you're wrestling it, keep in mind, it's the whole thing. It's flesh. It's everything. It's not just the one
that's
sin.
That's just the little thing. Satan wants you to focus on
just
that little
because you defeat
thing.
The little sin. You've missed the point. The whole thing.
Oh, it's the whole thing.
Yes, that's right. All of your flesh is rotten. All of your flesh is bad. And you can't just fix one little aspect of your personality. You need somebody to come in and kill the big bullworm. And Jesus will kill the Alaskan bullworm in your life if you'll let it.
What does Paul say?
He'll deliver you from it.
That is, I am no longer...
I don't know. Is that in the SpongeBob book of the Bible? I don't
know. Please.
So there you go. There's your spiritual SpongeBob for
there
today.
There you go. Very good. He's very excited that he came up with that.
It was a good one. Yay!
Why was there growling?
I clicked the wrong button.
Yeah. Did you want to have growling?
Alrighty
then.
Yeah. They all liked it, though.
Oh, who did?
All the people who were clapping.
Oh, but you don't know those people.
Yeah, sure. I thought it was good. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, it's okay. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty then. So,
yes?
I have a question for you.
You have a question for me.
Uh-huh.
Wait.
What?
Hold on.
Why?
Well, I gotta see what time before you go into another question. Let's wrap it up and we'll take the question tomorrow. Is that okay?
Yeah. All right.
You're the one who wants to get to bed at a decent hour.
Oh, that's true. I do. I'd like to breathe out of my nose.
Oh, by the way, we need to. Should we report? Well, you want to report tomorrow on what? Your. Faith has started her listening to one podcast a day for a week.
I have.
So, do you want to report on that now? Or
no,
you want to
I'll do it tomorrow.
Okay.
Oh, on Monday. Today's Friday, right?
Today was Friday. We didn't do Alvin.
Oh, well.
What is wrong with us? We
didn't have any Alvin shows, did we?
Yeah, I think we have one more Alvin somewhere.
Okay, well, we'll have to do it next week.
No, it's Friday. We'll do it real quick. You know Alvin. He's always quick.
4829. Permission granted. Code name Chipmunk. Identifying user. Two blind squirrels. Log on. Procedures initiated. Hello, squirrels. This is code name Chipmunk. I'm deep undercover in South Carolina, calling in. How are you guys doing?
Well, he stuck with it for quite a while.
Yeah, he did pretty good.
I was all intrigued. Where's he going with this? It's Chipmunk Theater.
I was calling in to say happy early Thanksgiving. I don't know if anyone's wished you guys.
That's how old this one is.
Well, by the time you read this, it's not going to be Thanksgiving. It's probably going to be near Christmas.
It's true.
But I was calling you guys.
He knows us well.
Yeah.
Just wish you guys a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Know the things
we
you
did
guys
have a good happy
before.
Thanksgiving.
The show and family, and you're still alive and health and increase and mercy, love, God's mercy, love, consistency, being an on-time God, a patient God, the list could go on and on and on. Well, those are things I'm thankful for. And doing Sunday, pastor was just telling us, you know, think about what you're thankful for. And I'm thankful for a comedy podcast, and a Christian comedy podcast.
Well,
and you
thank
guys,
you.
The blessing you guys have been on my life in terms of always making me laugh when I wasn't doing good. Yes, chipmunks can sometimes be blue too.
Aww, it's a blue chipmunk.
But just thanking you guys.
I'll be a blue
chipmunk without you.
Without you. I'll be sad and lonely and blue. What? Wilkerson's going to sing with me, he said.
Oh, boy.
I'm thankful for you guys.
Did you put a request into Wilkerson, by the way?
No, they've already done that. His wife sang with him, too. It was very good.
One of my shows.
Yeah.
Put the tissues down. Put the tissues down, Brad. No, this is no crying. This is not a crying podcast. This is a...
See, you shouldn't have told him.
He's so sweet and cute and blue and everything. It just okay, ready. Okay.
The rejoicing podcast.
Oh, a rejoicing podcast.
And Faith, stop laughing at Brad's tears. Those are man tears.
Stop laughing at my tears.
I'm not laughing at your tears.
He's a man tears. He's a testosterone.
Fake tears.
He's a fake. I ain't fake. I'm keeping it real. Just keeping it real here. And the chipmunk.
Faker.
So cute. Little blue chipmunk. Can you just picture Alvin, a little blue chipmunk?
I can.
But I was just calling to say thank you guys. Honestly, being the highlight of my day, besides getting off work, that's the number one highlight.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
I completely understand
before
that.
Before midnight, listening to you
hey,
guys.
Amen,
we'll
brother.
Give you that,
that was it, really. This is. I know I've never had a meaningful short podcast. I guess this is
he always does
beginning.
This. He's talking about that's
he says
it.
Goodbye
and
for 5 minutes.
I can tell
like
you right.
Texas goodbye.
I can tell you right now. He's only halfway through his call.
Meetings for everything.
You're welcome.
What are you guys doing? What did you guys do for Thanksgiving?
Well, we stayed.
What did you guys do? Did you go out? I'm going to Kentucky. I have no idea. Why my parents want to go to Kentucky for Thanksgiving? Because we have
Dallas,
no family. I think it's like that time here.
He's not really letting me
since my dad started talk in the stock market.
Kentucky, okay, go ahead.
I guess he must be doing good. Because it's the first family
anymore.
Vacation on a major holiday, because normally we stay at home for Thanksgiving and Christmas. We're actually leaving the house, which I don't believe it until... I won't believe it until we're actually in the car and at least 500 miles away from where we live. Then I'll be like, okay, you guys were flying around. Because none of my parents, they would make a U and drive back 500 miles just to make a joke on us.
That's some serious
joking. Well, I
couldn't
just call you guys on Thanksgiving. That's what I'm going to do. You guys are, I'm going to give you another. I'm going to do another call on Thanksgiving, and I'm just going to be eating. And that.
But you didn't do that, Alvin.
No, you didn't.
You let us down.
Because we've listened to them.
You think he may have choked on a turkey leg.
Oh, no.
No, I've talked to him since Thanksgiving.
Oh,
because we did the Would You Rather show with him last week.
That was last week?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's going to be like a 30 minute
like
long podcast. I'm just going to call in just. I would do something like that. That's not a bad idea.
Just going to call while you're chewing, huh?
Yeah, but see, we don't answer the phone. Does he know that?
Yes. He was going to call him a message of him chewing.
And now with AT&T, you get more bars in more places, like Chattanooga, Indonesia. Did you know that? Chattanooga, Indonesia?
Chattanooga.
You get bars there? I had
Isn't
no
that in Tennessee?
Idea.
I don't think they have bars in Indonesia. I think they don't allow alcohol there.
How do you know?
I'm pretty sure in Indonesia you don't get alcohol.
You don't?
That's a Muslim place.
Oh.
So there's actually fewer bars in Indonesia.
Oh, okay.
Than there are here.
Good to know.
There's more bars in Wisconsin than anywhere else.
Yeah, I'll give you
that's
that.
Not a bad idea. I'm just saying you guys know you might want to take an hour out your day, 30-minute meet.
Out your day. Well, you're doing it now. Well, why do you need to call back?
That's why he doesn't call back. See, because he's doing it now.
Yeah, that was it. Just calling in. Clary has added you. Oh, it's a friend on Facebook. Let me go and add them back. But yeah, just calling to say thank you guys for the ministry and allowing God to work through you.
You're welcome.
That was it. That was it.
Hallelujah.
I'll talk to you guys in 2 days.
But you didn't. Or maybe you did, and I just haven't gotten it yet.
Maybe.
Or I've gotten it and I haven't updated it yet.
Maybe.
It's possible. Okay. Anything is possible.
Alrighty. Happy Friday.
You know what? With enough time and money, anything is possible.
It is. What?
Nothing.
Okay. You're just looking at
you're
me
just
like
just
you got something
there
to say.
Looking all pretty. And
oh, thank you.
Yeah, you know, the glow of your Mac is very attractive on your face.
Oh, is it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Vios con Dios. We need to go now.
Two blind squirrels are gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior. Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.